I was once this age. Comedy Bombs, number 25, back from forever.
A little over a month?
Yeah.
It was a long time.
Yeah. It's Chairwoman Al. Still Chairwoman Al.
Kate Trash.
And Smokin' Jay.
And I think I won last time, so let's kick it off with... I decided to go second.
Right, well, so after we remind you to do the thing that you're always supposed to do first...
Oh, yes, we're
gonna... the shows you watched this week.
We're discussing Modern Family, Parks and Recreation, Community, The Office, and we've also got reviews of two new shows, Happy Endings and Breaking In. The Return of Christian Slater.
Christian Slater. All right, so we're kicking things off with Who's Smoking Jay this time. As Chairwoman Al said, we all think we remember that she won last time. She's elected to go second. We're going to start with you, K-Trash. That means you're going to have a minute and a half to name as many quotes from the week's shows as possible. Are you ready?
Yeah, bring it up.
Let's do it. She has a lot of qualities I find horrifying, but the worst one by far is how thoughtful she can be.
Oh, that's Ron talking about Leslie in Parks and Recreation.
And like a zombie, you don't really have any hopes or dreams.
This is on Happy Endings. It's in the opening scene where they're talking about their friend Dave. I don't know the guy's name who was talking. Do you want me to guess, or...
That's okay. It's Brad.
Okay.
Talking about how he could blend in well with zombies.
Yeah.
I would never set foot over there, but it's the only place that I can get my Bumble and Bumble hair care products, so I'm there every 8 days.
Tom Haverford talking about Eagleton. Neighboring town.
Dang it. Now I gotta come clean. Those aren't real Fruit Loops. They're generic.
Manny talking about his Mother's Day present. A Modern Family.
I wouldn't go to this toilet with my big sister's toe.
Oh, that's the black rider on Community, talking about during the paintball events.
Talking about Greendale.
What do you think of Greendale?
Congratulations on your one cousin. I have 70, each better than the last.
That's Dwight on The Office mocking the new boss.
Obviously, they were practicing while the rest of us went on dates.
Pass.
That was Jeff talking about the math club being better at paintball and Community. And your last one, hey, I just saw a midget driving a car. Genius!
Oh, was that on, yeah, I don't know.
That was Dutch, clearly talking about a midget on Breaking In. That was a pretty good round, though. That was six.
Nice.
An interesting standard to set.
It's a doable range for you to hit, but we'll see how well
you've done much worse at times. Let's just leave it at that.
Yes, this is true. What's your point?
All right, are you ready, Chowa now?
I'm so ready.
Let's do it. Don't you dare feed that waffle to that dog to get it to poop.
Leslie to Lindsay Carlisle Shay.
Talking about JJ's waffles.
Yes.
It began with a dream and an impulse to hide in the bathroom.
Pierce in Community, why he's hiding out in the bathroom and why he set up Pierce Land.
Fort Hawthorne.
Yes.
I can smell him from here and he smells like a flea market.
Ooh, Max about the hipster that the girl is dating in the new show Happy Endings.
It's the geek holy grail. Truffle shuffle, baby.
Cash on Breaking In, talking about Goonies.
Yes. Can we just stop off at the lobby because the prison gift bags are amazing?
Tom Haverford on Parks and Recreation.
It was actually Anne on Parks and Recreation. The zombies have taken you down and I am using your body as a sleeping bag, Tom style.
Oh, I know that was on Happy Endings. I feel like that was Max.
Yeah.
Wrong.
It was gloating to Jane after winning the second competition of the Zombie Olympics.
Yeah.
Book, wake up and smell the internet, Grandma.
Pass.
Oh, that was Luke to Alex on Modern Family.
Oh.
I took a crap load of women's studies courses at Cornell, and I wrote my own companion piece to the Vagina Monologues called The Penis Apologies.
And the On the Office! Talking to the women about why they feel, you know, slighted by D'Angelo.
It was a good round, but I'm sorry to say it was only
what?
5 points.
Ooh.
Which makes K-Trash this week's champion. Congratulations!
That feels good.
You guys, the zombie apocalypse is definitely coming out. We know this for a fact. So, I am predicting which shows K-Trash liked the most this week. And I guess that you liked The Office and Parks and Recreation the most. Community and Modern Family in your middle bracket.
Oh, can we go through this segment by segment? Okay, so my top two were...
Your top two are Office and Parks and Recreation.
So my top two are Modern Family and Parks and Recreation. So I give you one there.
I should have known.
Modern Family. God, you're such a sucker.
I know. Community and Modern Family I put as your middle. So I must have mixed up I must have mixed Modern Family and The Office,
yeah.
Right?
Modern Family and Happy Endings, actually.
Really?
See,
he is such a sucker for the relationship shows. Always. He always ranks
them. I actually thought
high.
Modern Family has been on a downswing, and this was an upswing for them. I was pretty impressed.
Anyways, see my earlier point. Happy Endings and Breaking In ahead is your bottom two.
Yeah, you just got Breaking In, right? So you got three right.
Yeah, whatever.
This segment really just makes us angry at each other for not acting like we thought you would act. You
know? I don't know. I feel like I might do all right, although I'm a little bit worried at where she had The Office in those picks. But I'm going to go next. I predicted Chairwoman Al. So I have your top two as Parks and Recreation and Community.
Of course.
Nice. Then I had your middle two as The Office and Modern Family.
True.
Which
Whoa.
Gives you a perfect round with Happy Endings and Breaking in the bottom, 6-6.
This is true. Community was just too good this week.
Community was real. I was worried because I wasn't sure. I knew they were trying to follow up the paintball episode of last season.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure they were going to be able to do
it.
It was just going to be disappointing. But the Western was a really strong choice.
I thought it was a great choice, and that they didn't do something exactly the same as last
year,
but it was still interesting.
Right.
But I just thought it wasn't as funny. Maybe my expectations were too high, because I was thinking about last year's episode.
Well,
but
we still have one half of the paintball episode left.
It's
true.
Continued. It wasn't that funny. There was actually a lot of serious stuff in it.
Yeah.
But I thought in choosing the Western, they were able to tackle those really serious moments and mix it in with some really hilarious moments in a really nicely balanced episode.
That's
and
true.
As Ahmed said about Annie, she's pretty awesome this week.
She was fucking badass, right?
So were your favorites similar to mine? I'm curious.
I have to predict Smoke and Jay's favorites. Do you have the same list of favorites as you predicted?
No.
Hmm.
So I put Parks and Rec and Community as your top two.
Okay, that's correct.
You got those two. And I put Breaking In and Modern Family as your next two.
You got Modern Family right. Breaking In is not right. I had Happy Endings in my middle two.
Happy Endings, really? I'm surprised. And so Office and Breaking In.
Office and Breaking In are my bottom two. So you might have the Office down there. So that was 4 points for you.
So I got four, which puts me in second.
So
I like that
your middle two also included Happy Endings because I'm really enjoying Happy Endings.
This was the only episode I watched, but the hipster thing, I thought, just made the episode this time for me.
I've actually done a marathon of Happy Endings this weekend because this was the 6th or 7th episode, was the latest one that we were watching, and so I started with the first episode because I wanted to get a feel for the show, and then I was just liking it so much. It was just such a fun show to watch. I thought that all of the actors had great chemistry, and there's a nice banter that they have that's going, unlike the shows where it's like, deliver a line, deliver a line, deliver a line. There was nice banter going back between the characters, and I just thought it was really hilarious. To me, this show is what Mad Love should have been. Because Mad Love also has these really strong actors in the show, but they just didn't... The show's just not written to their potential. Mm-hmm. And I think this show... I really like it.
I really like the character of Max. I liked Eliza Coop's character, Jane. I liked the Wayans, his character. But I didn't like all of the characters. It's still not... maybe I'm just kind of tired because we've seen so many of these kind of shows this year.
Really? I still like the other guy.
I still
like the other guy as well.
The guy who played Dave.
Yeah,
the main character.
I like Dave as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I think that the woman Alex, I think it is, who left
the hipster.
No, she's great. You don't like her?
No, I do like her.
But
I
like all the characters.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not sold on Alicia Cuthbert yet. She's the one who plays Alex. But I also have residual, she was so terrible on 24, Hatred.
Yeah, so I was going to ask, a lot of these characters have been on other shows. I didn't recognize very many of them.
Yeah, a lot. Some of them.
The blonde one who's married was on Scrubs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he is a Wayans.
He is a Wayans.
I wasn't sure, okay. And then, Dave, he was on Flash Forward.
Oh.
I didn't really like him on that very much. I thought his character was just kind of annoying, but on this show, I think he's really funny.
So why do you like Happy Endings so much?
You know, I like this episode a lot because of the hipster thing, mostly.
Oh.
I thought this was one of the best parodies of the hipster world I've ever seen in TV before.
Yeah.
And
the hipster zombies.
I'll give you that.
The hipster zombies, the culmination of hipster zombies.
I love how she picked up a hipster by wearing her laundry day outfit.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then pretended it was her laundry day when she wore her normal clothes to impress him. But, you know, I found this show really kind of strange because there wasn't anything I could point to or pick out that was really great about it. It was really just a bunch of friends hanging out. But it was just the way they interacted and the way they hung out that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see the potential for the show. It didn't break through to the top for me this week because I still enjoy watching the other shows more, and I got more laughs out of the other shows this week.
Would you watch it again?
I would watch it again.
I would highly recommend
checking
out the episodes before this one as well. There were some really, really nice episodes in there.
Yeah. I would definitely watch it again too.
I'd watch it again.
Give it a thumbs up.
Yeah. I would even watch the other new show, Breaking In Again, too.
Have you seen any of the other episodes?
I haven't. This is the only one I've seen.
Okay.
Same here.
I've been watching that one as well. And I think it made it in on the bottom list for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's likely to always be a bottom tier, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to watch it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, to me right now, what Chuck was when it first started out, you know, where, like, it's something that, like, I enjoyed watching.
Mm-hmm.
I would watch while I was half doing something else. I never expected it to really wow me, but I always got some laughs out of it. I always kind of enjoyed following it a little bit.
I would argue that I think the writing on Chuck is stronger than this one, and the acting is a little bit more effortless. That being said,
I was pretty sure that, like, middle schoolers wrote Chuck.
I know.
Wow. I mean, it's the same story over and over, right? I mean, just
have
give it to your mom and tell her to rework a couple of the details and throw it back
on. Come on now.
This felt a little bit like Party Down in that is there a new event or something that they're doing security for? I mean, so the show, for if you haven't seen, is about a security company and the, I guess, crazy interactions they have.
Yeah.
I guess it's a little bit, I don't really like a comparison to Party Down, though.
Yeah.
It's not in that league at all.
No.
And it's not as committed to a certain location.
It is a workplace sitcom right now. I'll give it that. It, like Party Down, is a workplace sitcom.
I felt like its weakest point was it felt slightly overactive at points to me.
I think it totally is.
Yeah.
And Cash is really the only person that I wrote down any quote. No, Dutch, I had one quote, but then they were all Cash, because I think Cash is hilarious. But
I really like Cash.
The other actors, I think, have their moments, too. I mean, it's a fine...
That's true.
When you just need to find something to watch, it's good to put on.
Never thought I'd see Christian Slater in a comedy.
Not hate him.
And not hate him completely. Can we go back to Community just really, really briefly about one of my favorite things this week?
You got 10 seconds, go.
Okay. Josh Holloway. Done.
This is the Lost guy, which of course you have to put a plug in for
because
you're one of those brainwashed people that thinks everything about Lost is incredible.
Not everything about Lost is incredible, but Lost is incredible.
And therefore every person that was on Lost.
And
He was okay. I mean, the whole idea of him was funny, right? The black writer who's not really writing anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he was fine.
Like, and I just thought he was fit the role perfectly, which was great. And, of course, because he was on Lost, I was super excited to see him.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking back to what you said earlier about their commitment to the Western genre, And did you guys love the title card sequence? How everything, you know, the style, the new names for all the characters.
New names?
Queen of Hearts.
Well, it was based on the voting.
Yes.
It was well done.
Yeah, it was just...
But I have to say, I think the best guest star of this week was Lindsay Carlisle Shea.
Yes.
Parker Posey, who showed up in Parks and Recreation.
Sure.
Oh, definitely.
For sure.
That was just, I mean, it was perfect. It was like a character straight out of one of the, what is it, David Guest movies?
Christopher Guest movies that she's always in.
Yeah. I also want to say my favorite scene from this week was also from Parks and Recreation.
Okay.
And it was when we were watching Ron's face as Anne described what Leslie did for her last sort of surprise birthday. Because this is one of the best storylines of this episode was that Ron is being tortured by Leslie about she's finally figured out when his birthday is through, like, bribing someone at Baskin Robbins and just sort of torturing him about what she's going to do for it.
And also his face, you had to go for the rum raisin, didn't you? Yeah. Also his face when April is ordering all of those things off the catalog. I'll have 40 saxophones, 40 plastic saxophones.
Inflatable.
Yes, 80 fedoras. That was really terrific. Guys, Tom Haverford, you know, just keeps on getting thrown all over the place. This week, he got hit by Andy with a bag of garbage, and do you see him flying through the air?
Physical comedy.
I'm like, that's a lot of, there's a lot of speed behind that, you know?
It's a pretty small dude.
I think Parks and Rec has been really good. I want to throw out a shout out to the Jerry's Painting Show, which we missed because we weren't podcasting.
Oh, yes.
It was probably maybe
yes.
my favorite episode of the year so far.
It was really good. You should definitely check it out, all of the listeners, if you didn't see it.
Any other comments? Oh, what's your favorite scene, Chirwana?
Also from Parks and Recreation, but it is the expression on April's face when Lindsay comes into the office. She grabs the scissors. And I know that it's been done before, but, like, it's April, you know. And just the pure torture on her face is pretty terrific. Modern Family and The Office. I liked them this week a lot. The Office, not as much as I liked last week's.
I thought this was a pretty poor showing, actually. As far as a sign for things to come,
I thought it wasn't strong.
I was actually encouraged by this season's shows. I think it had been really strong,
yeah.
and they had been doing really great things that didn't even involve Michael Scott. So I was like, we're going to be totally fine. But what I thought they did this episode is they leaned way too heavily on the guest star, Will Ferrell, whose character I just thought was a little bit uneven. I mean, sometimes it was funny, sometimes it wasn't.
Well, it was like the first time we saw him, he was competent. The second time, he was freaked out. The third time, now he's crazy.
Right.
I will definitely agree with you on that. But the reason why I liked this episode so much is it was such a great showcase for Jim, I thought. And all the Jim reaction shots were really funny.
Hmm. That's true. They kind of had like the Jim with tail between its legs Jim, you know? He was kind of scared for part of the episode.
But he did call out D'Angelo at the end of the episode.
Yeah,
he was
a oil in the end.
And I like Pam's Young Adult Story.
I felt like this was a good but not great episode of The Office. Just kind of mediocre.
Do you feel that
way? We all rated it last.
I rated it in the middle, but...
Yeah. I
see what you're saying.
Yeah. It was not strong for me. Modern Family, Chairwoman Al sort of snuck this one in. I was having a really busy week, and she sent out, how about this list of shows?
You
and
said
just
okay.
Like, I just didn't even read it. I just was like, whatever, I'll do it. And
wait,
I was like, wait, Modern Family?
Wait a second, interjection here. You replied to it to change one of the shows to another show.
Not until this weekend.
Right.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
I'm saying when
she sent out the list,
I'm just saying you had replied to the list before complaining about the list. So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, I don't know how the show got back in. It was fine this week.
It was fine.
But it still has all the qualities for which we decided to cut it from the podcast.
I mean,
I feel like this is one of the better episodes. Yeah. In the last 4 or 5 episodes we've seen. I think this is one of the first good ones we've seen from the show in a while.
It's not as ambitious as Community. It's not as wonderfully executed as Parks and Recreation. It's not as funny as the best shows that we like. But that being said, I still really like the characters. And whenever I watch the show, I really enjoy spending time with them.
All right.
There's hope for season 3, you know?
Maybe.
So, I think it's time for Trash Talk.
Trash Talk. All right. We're wrapping up the episode here with a little segment about The Office. So, Michael's leaving, or has left at this point. The question is, who's going to replace Michael? I guess it's a bit of a prediction. If somebody in the show was to replace Michael, who would it be? And if it's not going to be someone in the show, what do you think that person would be like? What would you want to see to make The Office successful again?
I would like to see someone inside The Office replace Michael Scott. I'm not as interested in having someone else, a new guest star, come in and be the new Michael Scott. So my top two picks would be either Daryl or Ed Helms or Gabe.
Okay, those are three, but okay, fair enough.
I feel like it should be a woman, actually.
Oh.
Sort of mix things up a bit. I mean, I think we had mentioned this at some point in time in a discussion, but I would love for Kelly to take over.
That would be awesome.
That would be great.
Because, you know, she's actually thinking about leaving the show as well. I think her contract is up at the end of this season. She's considering moving on. And I totally understand because they don't showcase her nearly enough. And they don't give her enough good spots.
But she also writes for the show, too. She and Toby's character. So maybe they don't have as much time to act on the show as everyone else.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, you know, she's been to the, like, business training program, right?
That's true. Minority training program.
I would love to see her stuff.
They had some great comedy come out of that in the beginning of the season, and then it just died away. Couldn't have more with that.
What if there were two co-managers, like Daryl and Kelly Kapoor?
Did they do that with the co-managers?
That's true.
So what I would like to see is, I'd like to see some shuffling about originally. Like, they appoint someone in the office to do it, and you get to see them act as a boss over everyone, and then that doesn't work for some reason, so someone else has to jump in. And you get to see each of them kind of play the part of the superior over everyone else. Until they finally settle on someone.
I'm going to pass on that.
Why?
Because the shuffling...
It's a
Is there
they
enough?
Kind of already did that, though, because
they
were like, oh, Jim should be boss.
Yeah.
And they were like, ooh, this isn't really working on the show. It's not nearly as funny. Let's put Jim back in the office.
Right.
Ooh, you know what would be great is if she wasn't already on Parks and Rec, is to have Rashida Jones come back in as boss.
That's right. What was the name of her character? Karen Phillippe?
Karen, I think is right. I don't know her last name.
That would be terrific.
All right, so... Final prediction for both of you. If someone on The Office's cast took over and you had to name one person, who would it be?
Who would it actually be?
My actual prediction would be Daryl.
My actual prediction would be Andy.
Daryl.
Andy. Andy can't even sell anything. He's the worst.
But he can. In the most recent episode, we saw that he sort of was able to sell something.
Yeah.
He had learned.
A little bit, yeah.
He wrote
the penis apologies.
I'm going to go with Dwight. Dwight's not that Andy's recommendation. And Dwight's character was who took over for the guy in the British version of The Office.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. That wraps up that
Signing
segment.
Off until next week.
Yeah, I just want to put it... I feel like we didn't emphasize enough that I won the predictions.
You did.
By 2 points
score.
Over anyone else. It's pretty amazing, so...
I got second. We can emphasize that, too, maybe?
A little bit.
I don't see why it's important to emphasize any of this.
All right. See you guys next week.
Sign off.
Bye.
Bye.